It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Coming up on Saturday at Bryant University, Rhode Island's Hmong community will celebrate 40 years of living in the United States. The Hmong are an ethnic group from the mountains of Laos, Vietnam, Thailand, and China. They came to Rhode Island, as well as other parts of the United States, at the end of the Vietnam War. Hmong soldiers had been working with the CIA, fighting in secret against the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. When the United States left the region, thousands of Hmong soldiers and their families were left to scramble to find refuge where they could. One soldier, Zhe Xiong, says he got his wife and kids to a refugee camp in Thailand and from there found a sponsor stateside to facilitate their immigration to San Francisco, or so he thought.
But when we arrived in New York, our sponsor died. And they say, well, you had to go to Rhode Island.
And Zhe Xiong has been here ever since. He stopped by the Rhode Island Public Radio studios recently with his daughter, Dr. Miley Q, who's now the executive director at Bryant University's Center for Diversity and Inclusion. Q was 3 years old when the family made the long trek from Thailand to Rhode Island. She says her first memories are from here in a family house in Olneyville.
So I remember being in that home and listening to my parents singing and reminiscing about Laos and sort of some of their fears, but I actually don't have any memory of the move coming over here. This, of course, was a very chaotic process, and people were very afraid and very anxious boarding an airplane and really just not knowing what to expect for their future because they were leaving their country forever and just being very afraid. And so those were the things that he would talk about growing up.
Q estimates that 2,000 to 3,000 Hmong currently live in Rhode Island. Many of them will gather on Saturday to highlight the story of the soldiers of the Special Guerrilla Unit, or SGU, who fought for the U.S. in the CIA's secret war against communist forces in Laos.
All the men who were soldiers will come in their uniforms. It's a sad story because I think they want some level of recognition, and their story is sort of coming to an ending with many of the young youth, such as myself or even my children, not knowing much about this story. And so the commemoration will tell a little bit about the history, what the soldiers did for America, for the young Hmong people today. And then we'll move into a little bit of a cultural celebration. There'll be some dancing. We'll have food. There'll be a lunch. And the lunch is just catered by a local restaurant. And then I am going to talk a little bit about sort of the progress and the status of what Hmong people are doing in America now and how we have grown, and particularly for a group of people who have no country, and really how strong those ties are still.
Today, there are Hmong people scattered around the globe, from Australia to Canada and Providence. Zhe Xiong, the former SGU soldier, remembers his first job in America in a local factory. It paid $2.38 an hour. Eventually, he found work with the Providence Police Department and their communications unit. He was there for almost 27 years before he retired. I ask him how he feels about his experience here in the U.S.
I'm okay.
His daughter is a bit more philosophical, citing a Hmong adage to explain her feelings about the Hmong presence in America.
The Hmong people also have a saying that says, you can do what you want because you were not born with a rock on your head. That speaks even truer in America because it really says that Hmong people can be whatever they want in America. They may have to put in a little bit of effort. They may go to school. They may need to network. But there are definitely opportunities, and, you know, the American experience has really epitomized that saying in the Hmong culture that you were not born with a rock on your head.
I've been speaking with Zhe Xiong, former soldier, and his daughter, Miley Q, from Bryant University, about the Hmong community in Rhode Island. The National Recognition Day commemoration is Saturday at Bryant University's Fisher Center. Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.